Last Resort, the podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to the Last Resort podcast. Thanks for tuning in. I am Chris.
I'm Whitney.
I am Peyton with the news.
And yeah, we're just happy to have you guys here. Hope you enjoy this wild ride that we will be taking together.
Bienvenue and bienvenidos to all.
Everyone.
It's been a while since our last episode.
We've had rabid fans coming after us, and we're here for you, finally.
Just want to apologize, but we're not that sorry because we don't get paid for this.
Wait, you don't get paid? We should probably tell Whit, Chris.
We probably should. We're making a lot of money.
Yeah, we have been making a lot of money. Just having Whit do all
lot of money.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, man. Well, is there any housekeeping?
Other than we are, what, like 2.5 weeks in between an episode, unfortunately?
Oh, we've hit 100 downloads.
No way!
100,000, you heard it first.
100K, they have to watch Norbit awesome. With me.
Oh, fuck me. I mean, 100, regular 100 downloads.
That's
Yay.
So exciting.
That is awesome. Congratulations.
I honestly didn't think
Go
anyone
us.
Would listen to this.
Thank you to our listeners, we love you.
I've listened to it 99 times, I'm not
gonna lie. Oh, man. Oh! I have some exciting news. I was actually kind of late today because I was activating a credit card. I now have a credit card.
Yay. Is this your first credit card, really?
It is my first credit card.
Build that credit, bitch.
Yeah. Do you have a credit card?
Yeah, I've had a credit card for years.
Jesus. Am I just late to the game?
Yeah. You should have been building credit since you were like 18.
Ever since I had a job. Fuck. I think I've used debit maybe 3 times.
No, I see. I've used my debit card until
I've
recently.
Literally never used it.
Until today.
I got a credit card when I started working at the credit union.
Yeah. I only know my PIN recently because I just said it like 2 months ago.
Wow.
Are you going to say it?
Yeah. My PIN is... I'm not going to do it. OMG, you guys are so dumb. You thought I was going to say my pin?
We just lost our 100 followers, dude.
They were just downloads. In it for my pin. Hoping yeah. my pin was
They're
gone.
Finally.
They're out of here.
They can get all $21. 20, 21. All right. Well, today we have a very special and very odd subject. It is... Neither of them know anything about it, I hope.
He hasn't even told us what he's talking about.
No, I haven't. It is a UFO abduction. And it is one of the hard... I looked pretty much all day today because I wanted to do something weird. I can't figure this one out. It is so weird. I don't know how it could be explained to me. Like, I still believe it could be a hoax. I just don't know how. You know,
couldn't it just be like a story? Just like they made it up?
You will have to listen and find out because the police get involved. There's
Damn.
Clues taken. It's
there's
a
red
whole
herrings.
Lot of twists. There are so many red
Is there
herrings.
A private eye named John Pinois?
And it wasn't in the U.S.
There you go. Is it John Pinois? He's French.
No, what that was shocking to me. What first grabbed my eye is that it was in Australia.
Oh, well, yes, Australia. That makes sense.
Australian.
Well, it's always in the U.S. Everyone is like...
That's true.
BFE US, but this one was
Kansas.
In. Hold on, I have to figure out.
Somewhere
don't mess,
in the middle
don't mess
of
with Kansas. We don't want to talk shit on them.
I'm not talking shit. I'm saying like there's farms, lots of cornfields. They have the
crop circles.
Crop circles.
Yeah, they do. Kansas has got a lot going on. Roswell, that's New Mexico. I know, obviously, but
obviously.
I'm just saying like the middle.
Obviously. I don't know anything about it, so...
You don't know where Roswell is?
No.
I only know that from a video game. Is that sad?
You know from Destroy All Humans?
No.
From Wolfenstein. Oh, dang. So this is called the Gundia McKay UFO abduction case. It's called Gundia McKay because Gundia and McKay are the two cities it took place in.
Okay.
So let's tell it like a story.
Yes.
Amy Rylance was a 22-year-old girl living in Queensland, Australia with her friend and her husband, and this is widely considered to be one of the hardest to explain, and for some people, even the most believable of any alien abduction. The event itself happened in October of 2001, so not that long ago. It's not like it was in the 40s, like the Roswell incident or anything.
Yeah. It was after Y2K.
It's still an open case. It's still an open case, according to the Queensland Police Department.
Okay, a lot of shit goes down in Queensland. Have you guys heard the podcast Teacher's Pet?
No.
That's a wild one. And it goes down in Queensland.
What is it? Like?
It's like a guy, a guy murdered his wife in the 80s and he never got charged for it. And it's like,
wow.
Talks about the case.
So that's one thing?
Well, there was another. I listened to another podcast about something else in Queensland.
What's, I mean, it's a high population area.
What's what's but not this town? Pet? Is it like a crime?
Podcast? Yeah, it's like a series. Huh. We're plugging it. Teacher's Pet. What's up?
She's plugging.
Hedley Thomas, hit me up.
Yeah, please. I mean, that'd be great.
Hit me up.
We could use some advice, of course.
Hedley Thomas.
Yeah. Anyways, it took place in Queensland. Now you lost me. And it's yet to be explained. It's open case by the state of Queensland, bitch. And on the night of the 4th of October, Amy was in her house with her husband and as well as her friend Petra. And at the time, they were building, like, a winery, essentially. And they had a bunch of, like, caravan houses. So they were, like, pre-built houses, right?
Okay, yeah.
That makes sense. And they were living in one of them. Her husband and her friend Petra. And they were all living together. And it goes like this. Her husband went up to bed and went to sleep. Petra stayed in the living room reading a book and then eventually fell asleep doing that, while Amy went to the couch to watch TV, where she eventually fell asleep.
Okay.
And she watched TV for a while, and Petra stayed up the longest, only slept for a little while. And she fell asleep, she says, around 9:30, and then woke up at about 11 p.m. and walked into the living room for a commotion, where she claims to have seen a rectangular beam of light that Amy was inside of almost captured while she was still in the same position she was while sleeping.
Ew.
She also noted that a few things near Amy were being affected by this light, like things on the coffee table were moving erratically, floating, things like that. And while Amy was stuck in this beam of light, Petra tried to get her attention and then went to the window to see its source, where she claims to have seen a disc-shaped object hovering just above the trees surrounding her house. She says that once she looked at it, she panicked and lost consciousness, only to reawake several minutes later. Once she woke up, she ran upstairs to Amy's husband, Keith, to explain what happened. And Keith, of course, was like, fuck off, that didn't happen, what did you do?
Oh, yeah.
And decided to run around the property like 3 times, and it was a big property. So he searched the property, couldn't find any traces of her, couldn't find any clues, no footprints anywhere, couldn't find anything. And
why wouldn't he have called the cops if he thinks she did something?
You listen, bitch.
Oh, sorry.
He didn't actually, there was nothing saying that he thinks she did something. He thought just maybe Amy was missing, like gone or something.
Yeah.
But he kept coming back and like, this can't be. And then she was like, he went out that window, I swear. And they checked the window and the screen had a huge tear in it. The screen on the window had a big tear like the size of the window, but the window was closed. And they claim it was not there before, that the tear was not there literally hours before, because they had all been in that room.
Yeah.
So that was the only thing they found. So at this point, they couldn't find anything, and they decided to call the local police, or the constables, if you will.
That doesn't sound Australian.
No, that's why constable just sounds like a British word to me. The fucking yachties. Yachties, fucking hell.
The fucking yacht.
Yeah. So the police couldn't find any other traces or clues about Amy any other than the screen. They didn't find any footprints. What they did find, however, while looking at the window underneath, they saw two flower bushes right next to each other that had both been blooming, but one of them appeared to have died recently due to, and this is quote from them, extreme concentrated heat.
What?
And it was the one under the window. The one that was not under the window was perfectly alive.
Weird.
Yo. Super weird. That was the part. Up until this point, I was like, all right, this bitch just hopped out. Because yeah. I was just reading through and was like, this is cool. Oh! And then it even more goes on. I'm like, oh!
Where did you search to find this?
I was just looking through UFO stuff. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't you worry, boy. I mean, you bitch, you don't know. Lest the men in black come and get you. You seen Will Smith? Tommy Lee Jones, boy, you gonna come through.
God, I love that man.
Yeah, he's definitely gonna get you. I was really like, what, though, of the extreme concentrated heat? And I was trying to think of, like, could it have been a reflection? Because it is directly under a window, but yeah. They said it was, like, recent.
Tanning bed.
Yeah, tanning bed. Someone walked up and like, fuck this bush in particular.
Whitney cracked it.
That's it.
A cold case no more.
I guess we'll end the episode. Yeah. Thank you so much for watching.
A good night.
I'm calling the Queensland Detective Department, telling them it's solved.
The fucking yachties. All right. So that was one thing that was very puzzling to the police and Keith and Petra. No one could seem to figure out where the screen tear came from. And, of course, the bush was really two really strange things. And the only thing the piece of evidence was a witness report, being Petra, mm-hmm. saying what she saw, and obviously the police are like, oh, fuck off you. But while they were in the process, they decided to fill out a missing persons case, thinking that she may have ran away from home or was kidnapped or something like that. Maybe someone slashed the screen and closed the window. But at the very same time, while they were filling it out, Keith got a call at his house from a woman nearly 500 miles away in a town called McKay, who said she, quote, came across a young woman who was confused and dehydrated at the local petrol station. She took
woman. How many miles away was it?
500.
Holy shit.
And this was in a less than a two-hour period that they got this call. She took the woman to the nearby hospital, and they got an ID confirming it was, in fact, Amy, who was supposedly at home in Gandia just 2 hours earlier.
Whoa.
And she was conscious?
She was conscious, but I'll get to that in a minute. Keith and Petra, of course, made their way to McKay later that night and, like, essentially the next morning to meet with her where the police had gotten her a hotel room. So, dude, I can't imagine that. They're just like, well, better start sweeping the neighborhood. And they get a fucking call from literally 500 miles away.
How did she know who to call, though?
It'll get explained in here.
Okay.
And she eventually starts to gain consciousness.
Okay, so Amy gave her a number to call.
Yeah, well, I think what happened is they got an ID on the woman. Like, she took her to the hospital. The woman took Amy to the hospital because she found her at a gas station, all dehydrated and delirious. Took her to the hospital. The hospital took their tests, got an ID, and then called the police.
Okay.
And then eventually got the woman the number, and they called.
Oh.
Yeah, so I just can't imagine. I imagine, like, someone just disappears and you get a call from Las Vegas. For us, like, you get a call from Las Vegas in, like, an hour, and they're like, oh, by the way, they're here. And you're like, what? No, I was just with them, like, 2 hours ago. And supposedly she was in town earlier that day as well. There's alibis there.
Really?
That she had been in town. So, I mean, 500 miles, that's a long drive.
Well, she could fly, maybe.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, that would, again.
That would explain the whole alibi of people seeing her in town earlier. Because I was just thinking that. I'm like, they could just be lying.
Somewhere. Yeah, I mean, several hours earlier, though. I mean, that would be, I think, pretty difficult. And all these witnesses were saying that she was, like, her clothes were torn.
Yeah.
She was acting really weird, couldn't remember her name, stuff like that.
She sounded like she on some bullshit.
Yeah, she definitely is on some bullshit, you know. And so Keith and Petra made their way there. Amy would claim later, this is her experience, that she went into a large metal room.
Ew.
And Amy would claim to recall, this is her account, laying on the sofa and falling asleep there. Her next memory is walking on a bench in a strange rectangular room. All around her was illuminated, although she couldn't see any source of light. It came from everywhere but nowhere, as if the walls were glowing themselves. She started looking around frantically. She was alone, but she called out to see if anyone would respond. And she said, quote, a male voice came from nowhere, seemingly nowhere, telling her to remain calm and that no harm would come to her. Dude, I can't. That'd be so freaky. Man's voice? Disgusting.
Or what a fucking pig.
Why can't it be a gender-neutral voice?
I was gonna say sexy.
Why can't it be a sexy voice? It's like, remain calm, sweetie.
It's Chris's voice.
Oh, yeah, it's Chris's voice.
It's Chris's voice on a sex phone sex line.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's like, hey, what's up?
That's Chris's. What's up, guys? Chris can do a sexy voice, but when he's on the phone, he's like, hey, man, what's going on? Like,
yeah. Nice weather, right?
What are you wearing?
Yeah. Oh, that sounds rad.
Yeah. Getting in the shower without me?
Yeah. You clean yourself well, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, do you use a loofah? I recommend it. It really opens your pores.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, she's being sexually harassed by a male voice. Not really. Just male voice. She said shortly after, there was a sudden opening that appeared in the wall of the room that she had not seen before. And this is her quotation. A guy appeared and entered the room.
Guy.
He was around...
Yeah, a guy or God?
Guy. He's a fucking guy, you know?
Okay.
Fucking blow.
I thought you were trying to say God.
No. He was around 6 feet tall and donned a one-piece bodysuit that covered him from head to toe.
Was he hot, though?
Obviously.
I'm going to ignore that comment.
I'm going to imagine him being freaking Fabio.
No, hell, he's David Hasselhoff.
Oh. Yeah, you'll see.
It was just David Hasselhoff.
Oh, holy
no, he's a freaking. He's in a freaking kink suit.
On his face, he's a gimp. It's a gimp suit.
On his face was a black mask with holes for his eyes, nose, and mouth.
Okay. This is a gimp suit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm scared.
Yeah. He spoke to her, again, telling her to remain calm and revealing himself the owner of the previous voice. Yeah, that's kind of what I imagined without the shorts. We're pulling up a picture of the GIMP suit.
Sex thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think the man's nipples were showing?
No.
I mean, how do you really know?
No. Wink, wink. The guy then told her that after they were done, they were returning her to a place. That's what I imagined.
Yeah,
like, full body.
Full body GIMP suit.
Yeah.
And then rave music turns on.
Yeah. The biggest dildo you've ever seen.
Yeah. Oh. Anyways, the guy then told her that after they were done, they were returning her to a place that's, quote, not far from where they took her. She then remembers laying back down on the bench she was on and passing out. She also said that when she woke up, it felt like it was a really long period of time, and she had no idea how long she was out. That to her, it felt like a really long time, though, that she was passed out.
Yeah.
She said, like, a considerable amount of time.
So, did he, the GIMP suit man, give an explanation?
That's all she knows, is she woke up and was, like, looking around, and then she heard a voice. He came in.
I wonder if his voice was Australian.
No, I was about to ask, like, did the voice, was it, like, saying English?
In English? I think so. That's why she says it like that. It's not like she was, like, the voice said, ooh, ooh.
But she doesn't remember what
it
said.
You just come up with that.
No, she did. That's what it said. No, I'm saying she said that it came into her and said that no harm would come upon her if she remained calm.
I feel like if it were an alien, if they were like to that advanced.
Like, that they could figure out English?
That they could figure out English or just like figure out how to communicate to someone in the way that they're most comfortable with hearing.
Yeah, it's like if they can like interrupt people's brainwaves, keep them asleep, steal them from a window.
My guess is that she heard an Australian man.
Yeah, that'd be kind of tight.
That'll be pretty crazy.
But I don't know.
I'm in a GIMP suit.
I would imagine it being like, we are going to take you to where you belong. That kind of thing. Because that's how I imagine aliens. Yeah. And he was in a GIMP suit.
You'd
like,
hear it.
He was in a GIMP suit. He's like, would you fuck me?
Look at my dildo.
Oh, would you fuck me?
would you probe me?
Would you probe me?
I'd probe me.
Oh, Jesus.
I'd probe me so hard.
Ew.
When she woke up after passing out on the bench, she was in the bushlands and had to find her way a small distance to a gas station.
She had to hijack a ute, dude.
She had to hijack a fucking ute. She's out in the fucking bush. So fucking yabby, mate. Stab that in the ribs. Yeah, anyways, she woke up, she was in the bush, and she made her small distance to a petrol station. When she got there, the staff could tell something was wrong immediately, so they gave her water and tried to get her to talk, which she wasn't being able to. They said after a while she was able to talk, but she didn't know her name, where she lived, or where she came from. Her clothes were tattered, and she just looked dirty and gross.
Wow.
And, yeah. So it's odd to me because they did interview the gas station people. They interviewed the cops. They interviewed like everybody that had contact with this case. They've interviewed all these people and they all just say like, yeah, she seemed like she was genuinely had amnesia, didn't know where she was from. They took her to a hospital.
Was a polygraph test ever given out?
She signed a document that said if she was found to be lying, that she could go to prison.
Okay, but really? Also polygraph tests are so unreliable.
Well, yeah, it wasn't the poly. She didn't do polygraph, but it's just that she signed if she was found lying, that she'd be subject to prison time.
Okay, I do have a little sidebar. If you guys were innocent, but like a person of interest in like a murder case or something, and they asked you to polygraph, would you do it?
No.
I would get a lawyer.
Yeah, you get a lawyer.
You get a lawyer. You don't say anything, you get a lawyer.
Don't take a polygraph, especially even if you're innocent. Because polygraphs sense anxiety. Literally, I would probably fail it just sitting here talking about freaking who knows what.
But they also, like, you see
Fabio.
Who was
Fabio
it?
Fabio in the GIMP suit. I'm like,
did a test of it.
It just spikes.
But, like, what spies used to do when polygraphs were in their early stages was they would put, like, a thumbtack in their shoe and step on it.
Mm.
And so they would get more and more stressed so they could purposefully fail.
Mm.
And then when
like every question, like the easy ones.
Yeah, or no. So when it came to the hard ones, they could calm down, and then it would look like true.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily like, I mean, anxiety, yeah, but polygraphs have gotten a lot better. I'm not saying I would take one, but it's not necessarily that it does
sense
anxiety.
They're better, but I still don't think they're a reliable like admissible in, should be admissible
they
in court.
They aren't really.
Well,
like,
they're not admissible in
yeah,
court.
Yeah, they're not really admissible in court.
I feel like I've watched so many interrogations now that I could be interrogated by the police and do okay.
Chris, you would crack.
You would crack.
No, I'm innocent, though. I didn't do anything wrong.
He pays money to be in a Patreon to watch interrogation videos.
It's $1 a month.
Nice.
It's worth it.
If anybody wants us to do a Patreon, send us a message. We might
just Venmo
send
us
$5. Literally,
Venmo
I will send
Venmo
you.
Venmo me.
Venmo me $5. I'll give you feet pics.
I will send you butt pics for 10.
He has a round ass, too.
I do have a round ass.
It's like two globes.
It's proper peachy.
I'll send you pictures of my bangs.
And my hairy ass feet.
Hairy ass, comma, feet?
Yes.
His hairy ass and his feet, everyone.
My hairy ass and my clean shaven feet.
Only $5 via Venmo.
Oh, that'd be so fucking sexy.
Seven.
Can I Venmo you?
Yeah, no, $7 through Venmo. I will mail you one strand of like my chest hair. Or
something. Ew, he can mail that to a lot of people.
Would you do it for me at a discounted rate, mate?
Yeah, I'll give you the family and friend discount.
Oh. I could probably send eight pieces of mail with my chest hair.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's not too thick, not too bushy. My facial hair is even worse. My head hair. I don't even want to talk about it. Yeah, back to where we were.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, you fucking beach.
you beach.
You fucking beach.
You beach.
Oh, you
fucking beach. Since this is from Australia, be prepared for a lot of Australian accents. Some bad. Peyton's is pretty good.
Yeah.
Peyton's is very good.
Mine's
impressed.
Only good whenever I drop a certain word somewhere in there and it has to get bleeped.
Don't say it,
you
please.
You know, fucking word, mate.
You, like, I don't want you to say it, but there should be, like, a segment where you just go off, and so Winnie has to bleep so much of it so you can't hear what you're actually saying.
Yeah, mate. Oh, no. So I was chilling in the fucking bush the other day. I was in the fucking bush. I see this yabby. Jumps up, bits me in the fucking foot, mate. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, can't feel me fucking toe. This little bitch, he jumped up and bit me on the fucking toe.
Oh,
really
no.
Struggling not to say that word. Jumps up, bites me on the fucking toe. We're out in the outback, mate. I'm like, I'm not going to survive without me fucking boot. How am I going to drink water? You know, you go up to the river.
You drink water through your boot?
Yeah, mate. It's perfect receptacle.
Is there a snake in your boot,
no,
too?
There's fucking hell. That was racist. And so
what?
I'm out here. I see these fucking abos, right? They're pulling over in a ute.
Yeah.
Like, oh, jump in the back of the ute. And I'm like, fucking hell, I'll jump in the back of the ute. Jump back there. Heaps of fucking space back there. They're like, chuck her in the ute. Ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, oh, you're chucking the fucking ute, mate. You know how it is. We went to the bar. We had a couple pints. You know how it is. We went on a couple tears.
A couple.
Back to Amy.
There we go.
yeah. So after this point, when they found her at the gas station, she could not figure out who she was. No one could. She was taken to the hospital and from there was taken into custody by police for evidence and questioning, where they took pictures of, and you can kind of hear my voice go up and down, strange triangular arrangements. That's air quotes.
And wait, they took pictures of those?
On her inner thigh, on her inner
like
right thigh and each
of
her heels.
Images of that, like tattoos kind of?
Yeah, I don't know if they were tattoos. It just says strange triangular arrangements. I don't know if that's...
It's a bloody birthmark.
No, or like they said burn. It wasn't there before.
I'm just joking.
It could be like a bird.
I don't know. Stupid. But it's like, I guess it was like perfectly triangular. And it's on her inner thigh on the right side and then both ankles, yeah.
So what kind of triangle are we talking? Like equilateral?
Why? Why do you...
Right triangle, you know, I'm trying to do that Pythagorean theorem.
What is a Pythagorean? A squared plus B squared equals C squared?
Yeah, baby. Good job.
Yeah.
I'm a STEM major.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, and so they were coming into all sorts of weird parts of this that they didn't anticipate. Like, just days prior, they say three, she had dyed her hair bleach blonde where it was brown before. Bleach blonde to the roots.
So she did this after she got out of the hospital?
No, before. This was like 3 days prior.
Oh, she did it before she got picked up?
Yeah. 3 days prior.
She went off, mate.
So, like, 3 days prior, she dyed her hair bleach blonde.
Okay.
And then, but what they were finding is distinct new growths of natural dark hair. So, like, natural dark hair is popping up on her head of, like, roots that was, like, longer than it should be. So, like, bits of hair that were longer than they should be.
Like, her head was growing new pores.
What?
I don't know. They just said
is her hair growing quick.
Like she sprouted new hair follicles and had like little brown hairs in between all the blonde.
Her natural dark roots came out really quickly.
Oh, so she had some grow out. I see.
Yeah,
so
like
she
but
just
like
needed
3 days.
She's drank a bunch of hair tonic.
Yeah. She just had a lot of hair and nail gummies.
Yeah, but no, for real. Like this was like 3 days later after she had dyed her hair that her roots were already coming out like quickly, and as if time had passed. Longer than 2 hours.
She's living in another world, Mike.
She's living her best life.
She also claimed that while she was under, that she had been unconscious for a considerable amount of time, but it appears that on Earth only 2 hours or less had passed. She claimed this was accurate, and there were witnesses to this, that morning she had shaved her legs, but when you felt her legs that night, it felt like she hadn't in over a week. They're like her leg hairs were really long at this point, but she had shaved it that morning.
Damn.
Yeah, so
she tripping.
And so after all this, the trio of Keith, Amy, all of them eventually got back together into a hotel room, and we're like, "Shit, mate, we gotta call some fucking investigators on this. We don't know what to fucking do. We're bum fuck out here." And so, we're bum fuck, mate.
Okay,
we're shit out of luck.
There you go.
Yeah.
SOL.
I almost dropped it right there.
Say mate instead of that word.
Ye mate.
We hear mate so many times.
Yeah, so after all this, they decided to contact some well-known UFO investigators from the area to get their opinion. And apparently there are all sorts of hijinks between these three like investigators of who wanted to control the interviews and whatnot. But in the end, the two more credible ones out of the three, decided that first they wanted to go investigate the house in Gandia and then interview the three individually and then as a group. Okay. And so the two of them went to the home and noticed that they went there and took care of Amy's dog. Like, they didn't take care of them. They went and brought Amy's dog into the house to see its normal behavior because the neighbor was taking care of it.
Okay.
And it appeared to be jumping at the screen window, tearing at it. And so
you think the dog tore the screen?
That's what they said. They said it appeared to be jumping at the screen in question, which would explain the tears on it.
Okay.
Because they thought
maybe
maybe there were birds outside. There's no reason for the bush. I still never found anything about that.
So was the dog inside, they say?
Tearing? Yeah, the dog was inside, like jumping up at the window, barking and like
snapping. Oh, like
snapping
the window
the
was
screen.
Open and it was like
yeah, snapping at the screen, trying to get something out. They think it's birds outside in a tree that was outside the window. They then spoke to the police who were on site during the original investigation, where they confided in them, saying they believed it was an elaborate hoax. And so this is where I was like, that is a little suspicious. That does kind of...
It's kind of sus.
Yeah, it's sus. The whole screen thing.
Yeah.
And that they were like, oh no, that wasn't there before. That was just a little suspicious to me. And then, like, I read it on, like, two different articles of both, like, Wikipedia and then this other smaller site. But one of them was saying that Petra said that the window shattered and Amy went out it. And then other ones are saying that Petra didn't even see it. So that's hard to know. Like, that's unreliable information on there. But an even deeper into whether it was a hoax or not, they went to interview Amy, Keith, and Petra at their hotel in McKay. And they had to drive 500 miles to do. And when they got there, they found out that they had actually checked out earlier that morning without saying anything. And so they're calling Keith. He doesn't answer. And they're about to give up and go home. And after several days, though, Keith calls them back, apologizing, saying that they had moved to a new secret location because of a Men in Black experience, saying that Men in Black had been consistently harassing them for several days. In a heavy-duty black van with tinted windows, was following them everywhere they went, tailgating them in traffic.
I haven't seen Men in Black, so is that like the
Men in Black is aliens?
No.
It's like the government. It's like the government.
It's just like the government.
Oh, the government's trying to that the government's trying to shut them up.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. That's like the whole Men in Black thing.
Hush it all up, please.
Yeah, that's like the whole Men in Black thing.
Okay, wait. Were you telling us to hush up?
No, I was saying that the government was trying to hush it all up.
I thought you were just like, hush
it all up. Let me talk.
Yeah. Right. The Men in Black's a weird thing because, like, that's one thing a lot of bigger UFO things seem to have in common is that they claim they get followed by, like, either when they are alone driving that they see helicopters following them, of, like, military helicopters, or they see vans and it's always, like, tinted windows, black Yukons, that kind of thing.
Man, if I were driving around and I saw Tommy Lee Jones following me, I'm getting my gimp suit ready, dude.
Yo, true.
I'm getting my gimp suit ready for Tommy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tommy's finna lay it down.
He's laying pipe.
Laying, dude, call him Mario, boy, because he's sliding in pipe bite.
How old is Tommy Lee Good Jones reference. Now? He's probably...
Jamie, can you pull that up? Tommy Lee Jones.
Who's Jamie?
Jamie's our sound guy.
72 years.
It's me, Jamie.
Shut the fuck up. Jamie is a reference to the Joe Rogan podcast. That's the guy.
Oh, who
okay. Hey, Jamie, can you pull that up? So after that, they didn't tell the investigators about where they were headed, where they were, how to find them in this top secret location. They didn't hear anything about it. And to this day, Amy, Keith, Petra, they have all never been officially heard of. And the case is still open with the Queensland Police Department.
Wait, so they're
damn, 18 years later.
They're in the wind.
They're off the grid.
18 years later, they have never been heard from.
They're off the books.
Weird, huh? 18 years later. And so people were like, oh, well, it's clearly a hoax. But, like, why? If they had a hoax, that's just shame. I get that. Like, you're a fucking idiot. But would you really need to, like, disappear into the wind, change your name, move to a different part of the world?
Did you ever read anything else? Like, did they have, like, criminal history or anything?
No.
They weren't, like, weirdos?
No. That's what I was reading. That's why it's another believable thing, is that they were, like, starting business owners.
They were, like, normal.
They were pretty normal people, and that they were decently wealthy and all this stuff. It's just, like, a lot of weird things. I'm not saying that aliens got them, but I am saying there are a lot of super weird coincidences and several witnesses who corroborate the events. That's the thing. Because usually when it's a UFO, it's like, yeah, well, I was out on the farm and tending to the steers and goddamn saw a flying cigar, shot a beam of light, took damn near my testicles, thought it was gonna, just shoved another cigar-shaped object up my ass.
Why?
Why is it all cigars?
They're thick.
Well, that was,
the girth.
That was one of the things, like, next to the saucer shape is, like, the most popular ship claim. Is that
cigars.
Why is saucer? Why is that so popular?
That's what I was wondering.
You'd think it'd be more abstract. It's pretty aerodynamic.
Why would it be more abstract than
that? I mean, it could be more abstract.
Well, it's got a point. It'd be aerodynamic.
Could go through the space-time continuum pretty good.
I'm going to ignore that. But I'll stare into your beautiful eyes.
Thank you.
Yeah, so...
I've been trying to prove it wrong this whole time. Because, you know, that's just me. I'm a bitch.
Yeah, true.
But, like...
Wait, I have one last thing to say before you say
okay,
that.
Okay, let's go our theories after. Finish your story, then we'll go into theories.
Some people claim to have seen them in Northern England. There have been several witness reports saying that they've seen people that look just like them with Australian accents living in Northern England. But a lot of people, like me, think even if it is a hoax, it's so messed up of them that it's a hoax. Why? I get they wanted money. They wanted to
It'd
write a
book.
Just be
like wasting
just like the Roswell
time.
Thing. Exactly. But I think it would be similar to like the Amityville haunting, where a lot of people think they just wanted to write the book that they did and
well,
get away with it.
There wasn't actual. They didn't actually. There wasn't a haunting in Amityville. They just freaking. It was like murder.
A man killed everyone. Yeah. What's weird about that is that everyone was still in their beds. Like they could have been drugged, but like he had a shotgun and he killed everyone.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the only part that I find weird about that story, is that after one shot, you think they wake up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, he could have friggin'...
Drugged them, yeah.
The shotgun's
that's what I'm saying.
He could have drugged them, or also it's like one shot could kill you.
Well, yeah, but there were four of them. Like, they would have started
all
getting
all
up.
In different rooms, and they're all
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like little
no,
kid,
I'm sure
little
were
kid,
drugs.
Little kid, mom.
Yeah.
But yeah, shotgun's like straight up the loudest thing in the freaking earth.
Yeah.
He also probably could have had it muted, couldn't he?
I mean, you can only mute a gun so much.
And a shotgun, not so much. Like, a pistol, sure.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't know anything about guns.
Well, it was also just, like, a regular old 12-gauge. It's not like it was, like, an expensive friggin' military silenced gun. It was, like, a hunting shotgun.
We should talk about that. I think it'd be interesting, the Amityville stuff.
Yeah? Go for it, Chris.
Someday.
Someday. I think it's your turn soon, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're next.
A lot of people are generally accepted that they were intimidated to go into hiding, or that they were like, it was like witness protection kind of thing, but like forced witness protection.
Hmm.
Insane.
That they were moved to England because that would be an easy move for Australia to do.
Yeah.
Damn.
But I don't know. I mean, what do you have to say? What's your theory?
Yeah.
So especially on the bush. That's my thought. That's the one that I'm like, what? And how did she end up 500 miles away? Like,
that's wild to me.
It's really odd. And she did go into the hospital, and that she had signs of dehydration. She had all this stuff. That's like dedication of the dogs.
I don't know if there's a way to explain every single, like, a theory that would encompass every single thing and prove every single thing of that to be logical.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see, like, if... What's her name? Petra.
Yeah.
Was the only witness. Amy could have just been like, okay, well, I'm freaking gonna freaking later days. And then she and Petra collaborated on this idea. And Amy just like hops on a plane, gets all freaking weird, and it's all an act. But
yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
I still can't explain how she was all dehydrated, how she. Why they all ended up the freaking, I don't know,
man. The one that still disturbs me the most would be the bush. I just can't. What does extreme concentrated heat even mean? Is that like a magnifying glass?
I wonder how much. Like yeah, how fire? Much heat are we talking?
Enough was that it
is
was
it like
a,
burned or is it like
no? It was a blooming thing, and then it just died that day.
Oh, it just died.
Yeah,
it
like
wasn't
the one
like,
next
it wasn't
to it,
like burned to a crisp or anything.
There were two of them. No, it wasn't like black. But it was like there were two of them. One of them was like dead, dead from heat. As in if, you know, you took a rose into the desert and left it out, it's going to wilt immediately.
Were there any pictures that
were
you saw?
Were they planted in like soil, the same soil?
Yeah, they're planted literally like right next to each other.
That's weird.
They're touching, but it's two technically two different stems. And one just happens to be directly under the window and one's adjacent to the right. And, man, I don't know. That part's really weird to me that there's the bush. And then the fact that all these gas station attendants, it's not like they were in on it.
Yeah.
And then the hospital workers, it's not like they were in on it.
Yeah.
That's the hard part to me. But, I mean, I get you could fake being delirious and amnesia, but it would be hard.
Or she could just actually be delusional.
Yeah, but dehydration part.
She could not add water.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. That's hard.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All that stuff. And then her...
Something could have just, like, snapped in her brain and she just started going off with the, like, dyeing her hair and all that shit.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, dyeing your hair is not that drastic. It's not like she dyed it green or anything.
No. The hair growing is a little
And every
wild.
Picture I've seen of her is blonde. Before the incident, after the incident, it's like, I guess she dyed it a lot.
Oh, she was always blonde.
Yeah, she was naturally... Not naturally, but she was, like, light brown.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think it was, like, a dress like, fuck you, mom, shaves her head or anything.
Gets bangs me.
And also the triangular thing.
It's Britney, bitch.
The triangular thing is pretty weird because it was describing how they are, what is it called when two things reflect on the same side the exact same way?
Reflections?
No. You know what I mean? No. Butterflies have it. No, okay.
Symmetrical.
Yeah, that they were symmetrical on the same heel, the triangle things, and that they have the one on the right thigh. That's just odd to me. I don't know how to explain that part. But
I don't know how to explain a lot of it, but I don't really want to believe. The thing is, it's like, it's hard for me to believe that there aren't like other life forms out there.
Yeah.
But it's like, why would I just like, what would be their point? Just to mess with us?
Oh, no.
To gain information that they are taking your blood. They're taking samples.
Oh, yeah. That's
Think of
true.
It this way. If there were other civilizations that we discovered, we would do the exact same thing. You know, humans
Why can't
wouldn't
you just ask them. Why can't you just get their permission?
Because humans can't just step in. Because think of this. I'm just saying, if humans were the ones in flying saucers and we went to Mars and there were these fully formed societies that had no idea we exist, we wouldn't go and be like, "Hey, what's up? It's us, the humans. Come find us. By the way, here's all these dope diseases we have. We'll kill all of you. By the way, accidentally. We're cool though."
My problem, okay, I'm skeptical about the whole thing.
Oh, I'm not, again, I am not saying I believe this. I'm just pointing out what would be their motivation to steal slowly. So you could get a sample of one person, if you could return them without hurting them,
But I mean, what's to gain? Why, like, they literally could have taken her, gone off, she disappeared, no one would have ever known about, like, what happened
to her. Like, why drop her off 500 miles away?
Why let her remember what happened inside that room, you know?
Maybe, I don't know, maybe they don't know how. I'm just saying, like, they don't know how to wipe her memory or something.
Yeah.
If they know how to do that, yeah. I think
at that point, just kill her.
Well,
I think that if humans were to do that,
we'd kill them. We would not get them back.
We are...
I don't know. I mean, it could be, again, higher species. They figured out how to travel here from galaxies away and everything. Or light years away, galaxies, but...
I believe in aliens.
Oh, I believe in aliens too, but yeah. I believe in them in the sense that they could be fucking germs on another planet somewhere.
Well, also, they could be, like, the beginnings of another planet just like ours. Like, our planet started with one cell organisms.
Well, if you look at it this way, if another civilization from, let's say, Alpha Centauri, which would be the closest star to us.
Yeah.
If, like, Avatar, that's where it's set. If they had a telescope similar to ours and they looked at Earth enough to where they could see the surface, they would still see the dinosaurs because of how light works. They wouldn't see humans. They wouldn't see any of that. They would see the beginnings of the dinosaurs getting there.
That's interesting.
So that also wouldn't make sense. It would make sense to me that we look at planets that are super far away and they're like, yeah, there's not life there. But it could be that by now there could be freaking Miami Beach, Florida there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Dude.
Myrtle Beach.
It could be Myrtle Beach. The entire world is Myrtle fucking Beach.
Myrtle fucking Beach.
We're going, bro.
Beach.
Baby. Spring break.
Alpha Centauri Beach, baby. Yeah.
Oh, Myrtle Beach. That'd
be kind of time. Myrtle Beach, dog. Who could forget? Yeah, it's a good time. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a really odd thing. It also trips me out that it's in Australia because I've seen a ton in the U.S., obviously, one or two in Canada. There's like a really big event in Canada that's called like the Oak Lake event or something like that. But it's like a ship crash and like 300 people saw it.
Weird.
And like a lot of weird stuff has happened there since. But yeah, it's really odd to me. But yeah, I believe in aliens. I don't so much believe in this, to be honest.
I don't know. I can't put my thoughts into words.
Yeah, no, I get what you're feeling. A lot of it's strange. A lot of it is super weird.
Like, I feel like to me there has to be a logical explanation.
Yeah. There's just something about
it. I just think
it.
There's a lot of delusion. I think that what it boils down to is probably they were all delusional.
Or just her.
The delusional thing, it would be really hard.
Just the three of them?
Yeah. To me, delusional and then... working together is hard to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean...
I feel like the
delusional people flock together.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look at those freaking...
Look at us.
Rallies.
Yeah, or look at... nice one, Chris, dude. That was good.
Oh, three delusion. Hi, it's me, Amy. This is Petra. Say hi, Petra.
I'm Petra.
And this is Keith.
Fucking Keith, mate.
Oh, yeah. Well, Cheyenne.
So are we swingers? Is this what's happening?
Yeek. You Keith. Yeah, Keith.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I was wondering about, like, why is her freaking best friend just hanging, like...
She was a business partner.
They were making the winery.
Yeah, they lived in, like, one of the ranch house things while they were making the winery. It's called a caravan house.
That doesn't, like... Friends can stay over at places.
No, I know, but I was just curious about the backstory to that. I'm not like that part of the story wrong.
No, it's called Waning Rivers Winery or something like that is what they were making.
I'm just thinking, is it a tricycle? We don't know.
Maybe. That explains the gimp suit.
What's a tricycle?
Like
three-way.
Yeah.
Oh.
That would explain the gimp suit, dude. It's just
that's what we are,
she
right?
got drugged.
It was just Keith in the gimp suit. He's like, oh my.
Oh my. We're gonna take you somewhere really close, right? That would explain so much. He drives her, comes back, reports her 2 hours later, and she wakes up drugged.
Shit. In the bush.
Okay.
And he just didn't want to explain his fetish because she thought he thought she'd be more open to it.
Petra knows too. Petra's into it.
And also,
Amy's the only one that's not into it.
Also, they wait a while to call the cops, so he could be.
They didn't wait very long. It was
he ran around the whole huge property.
It's not, yeah, I mean, it's just like it ran around the area around the house from what I read. Like, it was like less than a 20-minute period.
Okay.
It's not like hours or anything. Yeah, they called the cops at like 11, and the cops got there at like midnight, though, because they kind of lived a little bit further out, but I don't know, man.
I wish there was like pictures of like the crime, the scenes.
Yes, yeah. I saw a picture of like the
triangles and stuff. Yeah, I didn't see any. I like, but also hate, like really interesting stuff like this, and then there's like a rational explanation. I hate that.
Yeah.
The one I was gonna do was called the Dyatlov Pass. And technically it's technically not been explained 100%. Yeah. But there's a theory I heard where I was like, that honestly makes too much sense.
Yeah.
There have been like four theories where
what is the pass?
For it not to be true.
I have an information pulled up right here, and this is from Forbes.com, so just why I'm directly quoting it, don't sue me.
Yeah.
So in late January of 1959, a group of 9 students of the Ural Polytechnical Institute and an older ski instructor departed from the city of Sverdlovsk, now Yekaterinburg. Sorry if I butchered that.
Where's this in Russia?
Sorry, all the Russians we just offended.
This was on an expedition to Otorten Mountain in the northern Urals Mountains range, led by Igor Dyatlov. An experienced mountaineer, the group proceeded as planned. The next few days, they traveled through the cities, cut to Sector 41, and then it's like they went through really challenging parts of the Ural Mountains that like no one goes through, and they eventually go to this area that all the locals, like the aboriginals, like that's an Australian term, I know, I don't know what they call them in Russia though, called Death Mountain, and that's where they died. All 9 hikers died, but they died under really suspicious circumstances. They were talking about how they had found, like, in their journals, they're like, we found some quartz and some fool's gold, and they're having a good time. And it was like one of them was a couple, and then there was other people. So it was saying one of them went back, and they proceeded on foot and skis following this river and in the mountains, recovered photos and journals. Entries suggest that everything was fine, even if there was a lot of snow and the weather is bad, slowing down the hikers. 10 days into the trip, on the first day of February, they set up a campsite for the night on the eastern ridge of Height 1079, known to the local indigenous Mansi population as Holochatl, or the Dead Mountain. That evening, an unknown event caused the group to cut their way out of the tent and ran them shoeless and underdressed hikers, some even in their underwear, into the freezing night with temperatures below negative 23.
Jeez.
So, a few weeks later, friends and relatives began to worry. A search party was sent out. 9 pairs of footprints led down the search team down the slope towards the nearby woods. So they cut out from their own tent. It said they slashed out from their own tent. Some stayed nearby and others ran really far.
Yeah.
And then there were 3 of them that died from like blunt force trauma. That like fell down a hill or something. They're at the base of a ravine and they died from blunt force trauma, like a massive trauma.
Yeah.
And here's the autopsies. So the next 3 bodies were found at varying distances between the tent and the cedar tree covered by snow, and it was saying one of them looked like they were trying to, like, climb the trees and stuff like that. Autopsies later revealed that all 5 had died of hypothermia. The last 4 hikers were found in May 1959, so, like, a long time later, at the bottom of a small ravine covered by 9 feet of snow inside the forest. 3 of them had sustained lethal injuries. 1 had a fractured skull and 2 had fractured ribs. 1 had minor injuries and died of hypothermia. The medical examiner believed that the injuries had been sustained from a fall or a small avalanche of ice and snow that crushed the hikers. Russian authorities quickly closed the case, noting that the cause of death was... This is the part that really made people really, like, what the fuck.
Okay.
An unknown compelling force, which the hikers were unable to overcome. That is weird.
What was that?
Unknown compelling forces.
No, but what is that?
That's how they died.
That's an official statement by the Russian government, said that's how they died. And an unknown compelling force. What is that?
Yeah, that's weird.
And they also, when they were doing other autopsies, found that, look, they were able to reconstruct part of what happened, blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to find... The involvement of a third party was excluded because there were no any other footsteps or anything. Why are you laughing, bitch?
I fell asleep
Whitney fell asleep while you were talking. She nodded off.
I'm
sorry. It's so late.
How embarrassing for me.
It's 11:30.
Yeah, so late. It's 11:30. It's insane.
I'm so tired.
Anyways, there were trace amounts of radiation on 3 of their clothes. Oh. And one of them had their tongue missing.
Okay, wait. So what's the theory that explains
so
it?
So there's this YouTuber. I honestly forget his name. I'll have to plug him in the next podcast once I figure it out. But he's like known for debunking things like this, and he gave a really good theory. He showed pictures of their tent, which was like homemade, really well done by Dyatlov, the mountaineer. And it has like a stove built into it. And then it has a pipe coming out, and they were saying that something could have happened where the pipe got clogged and that smoke started billowing into the tent and that they couldn't get out, so they slashed it. And then once they're getting out trying to breathe, they immediately know their tent's fucked. It's snowing, it's negative 23, and all their clothes are ruined and have been burned because some of their clothes had burns on them. That was another thing I forgot to mention. They had burns on them. And
that makes sense. So maybe some were trying to get to the woods by shelter.
Yeah, and it was like their gloves and the front of their bodies were covered in like ashes and big burn marks for some of them. So they're thinking they were trying to stop the fire. They went out, and then the other ones were trying to seek shelter, and that's why they ran down the hill to the woods that where they knew they came from. The other ones were most likely caught in an avalanche and fell down the hill where they were crushed by the avalanche, and then. They also were found.
That's so scary.
The ravine they were found in was a dry creek bed, so they could have just landed on rocks. That's like explains the skull fracture.
The blood trauma,
And then it also turns out with the radiation that the three that they're had radiation. Russia. Yeah, that's actually what he said. He said they're in Russia and during the Cold War.
Yeah.
Like the prime of the Cold War. But it was actually that two of them were heads over a nuclear plant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's all making sense.
But the clothes they had worn were never at those plants. So it's just like, that's a little odd.
There's something, yeah.
It's everything does have trace amounts of radiation. Everything has a small amount of radiation for it to exist. But it had like 10 times the usual amount, which again isn't anything deadly. It's just like noticeable that you would probably have handled radioactive material or something. And then the tongue could have been... They found the bodies like a long time later.
Yeah.
It could have been taken by an animal pretty easily.
Oh, that's true.
Why would the animal just take the tongue, though?
A bird? Yank at it?
I guess, but I feel like...
It's like, why would a bird just take the eyes? Because that's the first thing they go for, you know?
Yeah, but like if it's like a flesh-eating animal, you'd think they want more than just a tongue.
Think about flesh-eating bird.
Flesh-eating birds.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think animals think like us. It's just whatever is most available.
Yeah, but I feel like it's like their instinct. Like, they're not going to peek into a hole, the tongue. They'll go for other flesh.
I mean, you see a lot in movies and stuff, birds will take tongues.
Like, tongues and eyes.
I don't know about fucking birds, mate.
Yeah, but it's like, I think of it this way, Whit, of what's fleshy, of like what would be easy is your eyes and your tongue would be the easiest thing to tear out if you were a bird.
I guess the eyes were probably gone by then, too.
Yeah, exactly. So it could have been anything. Like, it could have been a fox, could have been a bird, could have been a lot of things. And then bodies were also rotted.
It honestly could have been like, so that was one of the bodies that fell, right?
It also could have been she bit it off.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, she fell, like, hit her head, and just her... Like,
there was no signs of that, though, from what I read.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I think that was a really good one. Another theory was the Wolverine theory, that wolverines are Astelde, and meaning that they, like skunks, have a spray, and it's actually stronger than skunk. And that a wolverine might have sprayed near them, and that they, like, bolted out of the tent so they didn't freaking suffocate on that. Not literally suffocate, but that it smelled so bad.
Wow. That'd be embarrassing if that's actually how it was.
I mean, yeah.
You're sharing a tent with me after I had ice cream.
True.
Jesus, any dairy.
True.
She's chugged a pint of
had a
chocolate milk.
Big, large milkshake.
You did?
No, I'm in the scenario.
I thought you meant like just now. I was like, oh, no.
No, in the tent with the people where I was back in those days.
Oh, man. It was just when I first started reading it. I was like, this is amazing. This is like a great podcast thing. Because there was so much information about it. The craziness of like the Russian government. They had like soldiers investigating it. Of like Arctic combat soldiers investigating it, which I thought was weird. And that at first it was like a local police thing. And then the government came and took it over. And there wasn't much detail released from there until after.
For some reason, I'm way more willing to believe like this crazy shit. Like there's something weird going on. Like some, like whatever, right?
Mm.
Then the alien abduction.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I don't know why.
That's because people died. There's something at stake. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
In my opinion, it's because people died. Otherwise, I just don't believe in, I don't believe in the human persona enough to not lie for your own gain.
That's true.
But, yeah, that was the reason I picked that one of Amy and Keith and all that. It's just because... And Petra. Bro, fucking Petra Beach. there's so much... Keith, he's fat.
He's fucking kinky as shit.
He's a fucking kink. He's a horn dog.
Keith's got game.
Yeah, Keith's got mad
he
game.
He slays.
Your boy's got game, dog.
Son.
Yeah.
Son.
I just think there are a lot of things that are unexplainable in it. Like, you could explain things individually, and I think that's the way a lot of people get out of stuff, is that you can't explain everything.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe the bush was just one of those things that they're like, yeah, that's that wasn't like that.
Yeah.
What?
We just never ordered it.
The screen? How could that happen?
Wait, so who said that it was because of the heat?
Police. There was an investigation on it, yeah. Like, when they grabbed it, it just looked like it had been hot. Like, got really hot.
Wow, that's weird.
I mean, you've seen plants when they get too hot, you know, they stay in the sun, they wilt.
Yeah.
It looked like that. Like, it wasn't, like, freaking black.
Yeah.
But just the term extreme concentrated heat is
strange.
Weird. So, yeah, we're going to Australia next field trip.
Please, I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Paige, will you be our Miss Frizzle?
I'll be your Miss Frizzle. We'll shrink and go into someone's rectum.
With the frizz? No,
go,
wait.
Go in my booty hole.
Yeah, me and
girls, please let this be a normal field trip.
Girl, that's a booty hole.
Cruising on down Main Street. Yeah, that's a good show. Maybe we should watch that for the next episode and just commentate on it.
I'm legit so down.
So.
Let's, okay, the next episode, we're going to script our own episode of Magic School Bus.
Okay.
But we go in Peyton's blue Volvo.
Why you gotta say that, man? Will you bleep that out? They could identify me by that.
I'm so what shade of blue.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You had something else you wrote down, right? Like, I'm not asking you to talk about it, but just a tease.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I thought you did end up researching something else.
No, you didn't text me back.
Oh, nice. Good thing. Good thing I had the diet love pass, because we don't want
to
let
it. Well, you know I'm always down to pull something out Mars.
Like what?
Farts. It's just going to be 20. He takes 30 minutes of storytelling, and then it's going to be an extra 30 minutes of me just farting.
We've received requests fart not ASMR. To do that. We have received requests fart, not to do
wait,
that.
Wait, what did you just say?
Fart ASMR.
I thought somehow you combined them.
Like, fart ASMR. Fart ASMR.
That's funny.
Fart ASMR. Yeah, that'd fart be kind of dope, but...
I'll do it.
I mean, absolutely.
You could do that.
I could not fart for 30 minutes straight.
You could do that and honestly sell that to people online.
Oh,
and
there are. I could probably make money on doing a lot of weird things online.
Me too, boy.
I mean, so could I.
I know, but like,
Chris, you could do a sexy voice into the mic.
I could do.
Chris, will you give them a little sexy
if
voice?
If anyone wants a picture of my toes for money, I'll send it.
Yeah, if anyone wants to buy my panties. I'll send them.
They're used.
They're
heavily used.
Heavily used. I'll hit the gym and then bring it over.
Hell yeah.
Well, I won't bring it over. You scare me, but I'll send them to you.
Smells like baby powder.
I'll send them to you and just make sure it's a P.O. box. I don't want to know your address. I think that ought to wrap it up. Any final comments on the aliens?
Nope. Good night, Melbourne.
Good night, Western Elizabeth.
Good night, Perth.
Yeah, mate.